Despite their extraordinary achievements, none of these women have made it into our narrative of the first intifada. We do this in other parts of the globe too. In our history books, for instance, and in our collective consciousness, men are the public faces and spokespersons for the 1960s struggle for racial justice in the United States. But women were also a critical driving force, mobilizing, organizing, taking to the streets. How many of us think of Septima Clark when we think of the United States civil rights era? Remarkably few. But she played a crucial role in every phase of the struggle, particularly by emphasizing literacy and education. She's been omitted, ignored, like so many other women who played critical roles in the United States civil rights movement. This is not about getting credit. It's more profound than that. The stories we tell matter deeply to how we see ourselves and to how we believe movements are run and how movements are won. The stories we tell about a movement like the First Intifada or the United States civil rights era matter deeply and have a critical influence in the choices Palestinians, Americans, and people around the world will make next time they encounter an injustice and develop the courage to confront it.